Be entertained. Be educated. Be informed. 95.7 FM, The Cross.
This is Pastor Clint Poppy, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. We'd like to invite you to join us to worship with us at Good Shepherd. We gather each Sunday at 8 and 10:30 with Sunday school for all ages in between. We also worship each Wednesday evening at 6:30 p.m. Please join us, won't you? We're located just north of 40th and Old Cheney. Thank you, and may God richly bless you today and always in Jesus.
Freedom, excitement, adrenaline. Riding a motorcycle can be an absolute thrill. It can also be a nightmare if a vehicle hits a motorcyclist because they didn't look. Love your neighbor as yourself. Keep your eyes on the road, mind your surroundings, and look twice for the biker. This message is brought to you by KNNA 95.7 FM here in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Good Shepherd Lutheran School offers an academically rich educational experience in a Christ-centered environment where the groundwork is laid for a lifetime of learning. Students are encouraged to work toward independence at an early age and given the tools to take responsibility for their own study. Our commitment to Christian values, dedicated teachers, and parental support serve to motivate children to perform at their highest potential. For information, contact our school at 402-423-7677.
Hi, this is Old Lovable Jack. Christ declared through the scriptures in Ecclesiastes, there is nothing new under the sun. Well, there isn't. However, each generation will relive the nothing new in frustration and the feeling of helplessness. The troubled times, the love of many waxing cold, God's world being upended, His word being ridiculed, Christ Himself being mocked and ignored. KNNA FM 95.7, Confessional Lutheran Radio for Lincoln, offers daily programming that honors Christ and His Word, proclaims the forgiveness of sins in Jesus, and broadcasts timely scriptural and confessional Lutheran programs and music to refresh the spirit, calm the heart, and give something entirely different to listen to besides the daily drone of the modern version of Nothing New Under the Sun. Even our entertainment programs like When Music Was Music, Soundtrack Telling, and Time Tunnel are family-friendly. Tune in. You'll hear the difference.
The Green Leaf Tea Company is a locally owned loose leaf tea store providing Lincoln with a store fully devoted to loose leaf tea and herbal infusions. Green Leaf Tea Company is located at 27th and Pine Lake, just behind Da Vinci's on the south side. Phone 402-786-8327. That's 402-786-8327. Or webpage all in one word, thegreenleafteacompany.com. 5 seconds is the average time your eyes are off the road while texting. When traveling at 55 miles per hour, that's enough time to cover the length of a football field blindfolded. Put down the phone. Don't text and drive.
Friesen Landscaping is a family-owned and operated landscaping business here in Lincoln. For information, call 402-435-TREE or check the Friesen, that is FRIESEN, landscaping website at www.friesen.com. friesenlandscaping.com.
Hi, this is a lovable Jack, reminding you that KNNA FM 95.7 is completely and wholly nonprofit. We here operate as volunteers, and it is really a fun and immensely satisfying thing to do. But with all that, there are still expenses, and it does take money, as well as time and effort, to keep the station on the air. So if you enjoy us, if you like what we're trying to do, and you'd like to see us continue, you are invited to get involved with us. Volunteer. Join the KNNA team. Or if you prefer, you're also invited to donate to the station to keep it up and running and keep our programming coming to you right in your own home over your favorite electronic device. And remember, your donation, all of it goes to the upkeep and daily operation of KNNA. You can send your donation to KNNA, 3825 Wildbriar Lane, Lincoln, Nebraska, 68516. Thank you very much.
My lords, my ladies, and everybody else here not sitting on a cushion, today you find yourselves equals, for you are all equally blessed. For I have the pride, the privilege, nay, the pleasure of introducing to you a radio show sired by radio shows. A program which can trace its lineage back beyond Noel Gallagher. I first encountered this show when it laid waste to an entire race of sour-faced nincompoops, wielding only the force of their laughter and some delicious pork chops. Next, this program amazed me further by programming music so unique no one had ever heard it before and probably never will again. This show spent a year in silence in Iowa, just to better understand how terrible the world was without it. And so, without further gilding the lily, and with no more ado, I give to you the awkwardly needy seekers of validation, the obscurest protectors of inscrutable taste, and the most bloodthirsty enforcers of joy, the one, the only, Off on a Tangent!
That up with now Air Supply.
What song is this?
This is Air Supply. The one that you love.
Doesn't seem that long. We hardly had two words to say. Hold me in your arms for just another day. I promise this one will go slow. Say the morning's come, don't say the morning's come so soon. Must we end this way when so much here is hard to lose? Love is everywhere, I know it is. Such moments as this are too few. Oh, another day. So many ways.
That hurts.
That Wait, was your supply. Your teeth or the music?
Everything.
Adam, you are going to have to explain why you're playing a song.
I'm going to have to because this song is terrible.
Explain the playing.
All right, this is Off on a Tangent.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for joining us this Saturday evening, May 13th. My name's Adam.
I'm Eric.
And I'm David. Hello.
Captain Kirk is here, too.
Hey!
Hi, Captain. Hey. No Ben.
They gave him his mic back.
Ben.
Ben
yeah.
the Millennial. Mm-hmm. The 11-year-old.
Oh, ben yeah. decided to go enjoy a wedding somewhere.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I think that's the new Millennial thing to do now is a pop-up wedding. They just somewhere get up, you know, get married.
I heard he was marrying his motorcycle.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess they've been talking.
I guess they do that now.
Yeah. I mean,
those
you
kids.
Can do anything now.
I do.
They do what they want, I guess.
So anyway... we got a theme tonight for our songs, and that's songs I grew up with my mom playing frequently. So
because it is Mother's Day,
it is yes. Mother's Day tomorrow, so it's a little tribute to a playlist that my mom would probably play. Except the last one, that's a little palate
cleanser. So here are four men
mm-hmm.
in a little studio
mm-hmm.
playing the sappiest music we can think of. Is that my understanding?
Yes.
That's the show. That's the show, everyone.
So
I can tell you right now, I'm a little bit sick. So
we need to do feeling. Manly things after this show is what you're saying also.
Well,
so.
I can't because I'm still heavily
medicated.
You can
still join us.
Yeah. That's true.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've got a sound, a one-minute soundbite that we have to listen to because it predicted your predicament that you are in right now.
Oh.
So go ahead and keep talking. Let me find this, and when I'm ready, I'll let you know.
I don't. Okay. Cool. So.
Why do we hate Air Supply?
They
much?
Just. I don't.
just
sound
the,
it. I
just
mean,
the sound of it?
The 80s was not a good time for music.
There's good times. There's good
really?
Times.
Wait
and bad
a minute.
Times.
Wait
okay.
a
really?
Minute.
All right. All right. Go ahead and defend the 80s.
I'm not prepared.
Thriller.
I
Thriller.
Was...
Oh, okay. So you're a Michael Jackson
yeah,
fan.
Michael.
I didn't say I was a Michael Jackson fan. I just said Thriller.
Mm-hmm.
I like the song.
I'm okay. I'm just
so that's one song out of the 80s.
I'm just not someone to
Sweet
defend.
Dreams.
Like, I mean,
yeah,
Chicago had a good era. I know that band, Chicago.
They're from the
yeah.
60s.
Yeah, but they did some really good work in the 80s.
Sure,
and it was very quintessential 80s
right.
sounding stuff.
Right.
What other
I guess
stuff?
There's Styx.
Yeah, Styx was good. Styx. I like Styx.
I had fun with Styx.
You yeah. had fun with Styx?
Yeah.
I'm sure you did.
I had fun with Styx.
I actually saw them in concert.
I almost
As
oh,
you
yeah.
know now, because you
yeah.
did that. I did that stupid thing on Facebook.
Yeah, weren't they performing at a wedding that you saw them?
No.
Styx?
No. No.
Okay.
No. When did All you right. go see them? Was this a long time ago, or is this
recently? Yeah,
or?
It was. No, it was quite a while ago. They played at a music festival in, I think it was Ord, Nebraska, and I can't think of the name of the music festival.
Mm. Yep,
that's where they've gone to, you know, in their career. They finally made it to Ord, Nebraska.
Ord.
Well, whatever the festival was, they get a lot of,
and I'm
they
sure
got
it doesn't
a lot of big name acts.
I'm sure. I know. And, you're, I think I know what you're talking about. It's like the Windmill Festival.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. But the people watching at that concert was absolutely hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was everything you expect.
A lot of big hair, mullets, a lot of mullets.
Yeah, and, you know, the torn T-shirts.
We're dangerously close to profiling again, guys.
And, yeah, that's true. But, yeah. No,
it's hard not to.
It is.
I'll just leave it at the people watching was hilarious because, yeah. I mean, it was everybody who was there who remembered Styx from when they were kids.
Oh,
that's,
really? It was,
yeah.
It was the same?
That was the audience that, yeah.
Wow, they followed them to Ord, Nebraska.
Yeah.
So Adam...
Extraordinary.
So, Adam, this song made you sick for... emotionally and mentally made
yes,
you sick.
Yes, it's just kind of hard.
Yeah. But there's also another reason why you're not feeling that great today. Because... You had
my wisdom teeth
your wisdom
pulled
teeth pulled out
Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
And it
and,
hurts still.
And the other day, I realized that we made a spot a few months ago, 3 months ago, whenever it was, that semi-predicted what you're going through. You ready for this?
Oh, no. All right.
Let's hear it.
All right. This is a spot for our show.
Oh, boy.
Would you rather have a second-year medical student perform a major operation on you, having all the right tools, or... have an experienced surgeon do it with a sharp knife, a sewing needle, and a thread. Sterilized, of course. What do you guys think?
I'm gonna go with the experienced surgeon.
Experienced surgeon.
Sandman okay. for experienced surgeon. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What else? Anybody else?
I
right,
actually
ready for this?
Had experience where freshly out of medical school student worked on my teeth. a couple months ago.
What?
He kind of warned me, like, he warned me.
Is that why you have no teeth anymore?
No, they're very loose, yeah.
So, how'd it go?
That was such a good joke.
All right, so there you have it. That's... So in a way, in a way, we sort of predicted what you're going through.
Right. Well, I tell you what, when I went to my when I got there, I was greeted with an older lady, old enough to be grandma. Mm-hmm. And she was so nice and kind. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'll have to tell the story after the song.
Yeah, you hold that thought.
Yep.
Hold that.
So thought. Coming up, this is the Eagles with Hotel California.
Check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
Eagles with Hotel California and off on a tangent. A rather chill episode today.
Yeah, that wasn't a sappy song.
No.
It was good.
Yeah, I have to say, as overplayed, if you listen to certain stations, as overplayed as that song.
What? What?
I thought I started hearing nothing.
We're good.
We're good? Oh, okay. We're never good. Mind. Okay. Yeah, I'm good.
It's okay. Just Adam and his medication. Don't worry.
Adam blacked out.
I've been clean for at least 20 hours now. So,
Adam, so
then we lost him.
Hi, my name's Adam. Yeah. Hi, Adam.
Add Vicodin's good stuff.
Not trying to promote it or anything on the show.
But he is going through withdrawal. So, hey, kids.
It's a cautionary tale.
Is that what I'm going through right now? Withdrawal?
No, probably not. No.
Cautionary tale.
I still feel chill, and you know.
That's good. Yeah.
Anybody relax. Who's had their teeth pulled out will understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It just reminds me of that viral YouTube video of that kid who got his teeth pulled or something like that in the van.
The one, video.
Is this real life? I love that video. It's so great.
I did want someone to film me coming out. To be honest, but it never happened.
Oh.
Probably because my parents don't know how to use a video on their phone.
It's a travesty.
But I don't think that you didn't miss much. But
oh.
I remember going in, you know, and the first person I see was this old lady.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I said, "You're
was she an employee or just someone hanging out?"
Yeah, oh, she's an employee. I think a nurse, and she's like, "Oh, you're the nice grandma of here." I literally said that to her.
You're
the nice grandma here. This is before I went under. And she was like, oh.
Wait a minute.
And she took my blood pressure. And then the doctor came in and started doing the whole rubber snappy thing on my arm. And, you know, put saline solution in. Then all of a sudden, he shoots it up with the anesthesia, and then I started giggling pretty uncontrollably. And I remember getting oxygen in, know, the whole, you know, the
mask,
nose.
Yeah. Yep.
And I don't know if that
count backwards from 10.
Never did that. I just started giggling, and then I was gone.
You didn't even start counting.
No, I didn't even start counting.
Wow.
And they said this is gonna knock you out, you know, little by little, so it's not gonna be an immediate thing.
So you didn't
he lied, because that was done.
Was it like
it could also be that that's just where your memory stopped,
even though
it was actually gradual,
right?
Was it like we were telling you last week? Was it like time travel for you?
Yes.
Like you just lose. It's crazy, right?
Yeah, it's. Yeah,
it's sleeping.
You close it. You're just
rough cut.
Yeah, it's like you're all of a sudden an hour and a half in the future, and and I'm in the same chair, and I woke up and.
See, when I woke up, I was in a different chair.
Uh-huh.
It kind of freaked me out.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I woke up, and I remember them like saying, "All right, we're gonna move you over here," and thought I was strong enough to walk, and I walked okay. But I guess there's like three people escorting me to a different room, a dark room. I don't know what that was all about. It was dark, but
this is where the kidney donation happens.
Yeah, and then
nice grandma isn't so nice.
Don't make me laugh. I'm hurting. Ouch!
You're on the wrong show. So.
I know. So I mean, that was basically it, and just was like an oozy bloody mess for like the next couple of days. So.
Yep,
then they take me to Walmart out of all places.
Who is they?
Your parents?
My mom, dad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They
wasn't just... the doctor stuffed you into the trunk and drove you to Walmart?
No. But,
or a scalpel. Gotta go get some. Let's just take the patient with us.
Yeah. So,
it's a lot easier this way.
So here I'm walking.
We can't leave him alone. Throw him on the trunk.
But here I am walking around Walmart, you know, still under the anesthesia.
Your parents stayed with you, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's
I think.
Good. Didn't just send you into Walmart alone.
They were there, but I'm sure we lost Dad because we always do. And got my meds, and that I had to direct them home because they still have no idea how to drive Lincoln.
Oh, this is
so here I am. Here I am, still under
right.
medicine from surgery,
directing
telling them
how to
get
drive.
Home.
Oh my gosh. You must have. You
but
must,
Adam, this is the monkey cage. This isn't right.
We don't live here.
That's like watching the scene from The Office with Michael Scott and I can't remember the other guy's name.
Dwight.
Oh my goodness, Dwight. Yeah, And so Scott and Dwight are in the car and they're following the GPS and the GPS says, take your next right. So Michael Scott turns into this dirt driveway that goes right into a lake.
Oh my god.
And Dwight's freaking out like, Michael, you can't go there. The GPS is telling me to go there. And of course, crash into the water.
There'll be a road. Yeah.
But the best joke about that I ever saw was, I think it was a Verizon commercial or some kind of cell phone commercial. Mm. And it was basically the same kind of thing. And the last shot of the ad is the voice says recalculating as the car drives off a cliff into like the ocean or something.
You guys are tuned in to Off on a Tangent here on KNNA 95.7 FM here in Lincoln, Nebraska. Do you guys also know that you can download the app and listen to this show anywhere
that.
In the world?
That's right.
Did you know we also have listeners in England?
No way.
It doesn't
really
mean they're listening to our show, but we have listeners in England. So we do, because they are able to listen on the internet as well at thecross957.org.
Potential
so,
listeners.
So you're listening to Adam, Eric, David.
Whichever.
Sorry.
It's fine.
Sorry.
Doesn't matter.
And Captain Kirk. And here we're just a bunch of guys who don't know what we're doing, and as Eric would say, doing pull my finger jokes.
Hey, we know what
we're
doing.
Thanks for joining us. Oh, since we have a little break here, what's our contact information? Anybody who wants to get a hold of us?
Oh, yeah.
I'm too relaxed.
Wow.
Just let Adam chill.
Facebook.com/
Off on a Tangent Radio, offonatangentradio@gmail.com.
And you can follow us on Twitter at TangentRadio957.
Great. Yeah. That was Jim slurping his tea over
Sorry.
There.
Sorry.
Captain
I thought
Kirk.
It was far away.
You're the
from
only one who
slurp.
Gets a title, I noticed.
Slurp.
Captain Kirk.
Hey, I've encouraged you guys.
Oh, we
to...
have Ben the Millennial, too.
I have. Yeah. I've encouraged you guys, but you never do it.
I came up with an idea, but you rejected mine, so.
It's probably a good reason.
That's because the FCC would, sue you or something.
Yeah.
I think Sleepy Pants Dave would be a good one.
He is in his PJs all the time.
That's so many syllables, though.
Sleepy Pants Dave! See, I can say it pretty fast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll work it into the next
one. Adam, what do we got here?
This is the Bee Gees with To Love Somebody.
And then after that, we have...
The Carpenters.
Rainy Days.
Yep.
And Mondays. I want my life to be...
I'm not afraid. to love somebody the way I love you. Somebody, the way I love you.
Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. I don't belong. Walking around, some kind of lonely clown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Funny, but it seems I always wind up here with you. Nice to know somebody loves me. Seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me. What I feel is come and gone before. No need to talk it out. We know what it's all about.
So we need to make a quick clarification. Need, yes.
I don't. These are not my favorite songs, and these are songs that my mother would play. And
Dog.
And heaven help me for calling my mom mother, because I remember mom getting mad at me for calling her mother.
Really?
Growing up.
Mother dear.
Yeah,
mother.
She did not like to be called mother.
Must have been your tone of voice.
No, it was like, hey mother,
mother.
And boy, she was. Yeah, she was not happy.
Well, there's a difference between the title that you like refer to your mother and then like actually addressing the person as mother or mom.
Yep.
Hey, mom.
Yeah.
So tonight's music is not only dedicated to Mother's Day.
It's,
mothers on Mother's Day, but
it's
specifically
dedicated
to your mom.
It's dedicated to my mom, and please don't take it as you know, love songs to my mother. That's just gross.
This is her playlist.
This is her playlist.
This is her playlist. Yes. This is the music she likes to enjoy. To.
Yes.
Because yeah. she absolutely yeah. hates everything else that he plays.
Pretty much, yeah. Like,
there's
yeah.
some solid 70s tunes.
Right. So, anyway, I mean, the Carpenters aren't that bad. I'm kind of wondering, you know, maybe I would like to see them sometime, you know. Are they still around, Eric?
No.
Oh.
No, they gave it up in 1983.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently one of them died.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
One of them? So the other one's still alive?
Yeah, one of them's still alive. Oh, yeah. Well, apparently, okay, so the Carpenters broke up, I'm guessing, because she died.
Yeah.
So 1983.
Karen. Yeah.
She died at 32.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She, that's not uncommon for musicians.
Oh. Yeah.
From that era, especially.
Yeah. This is okay, well, this is
certain
a
elements were being used at the time.
It's kind of a downer. She died of heart failure caused by complications related to anorexia.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. So,
okay, now I feel bad.
Yeah. So she's
yeah.
dead.
That's a shame.
So Karen Carpenter's dead. I can't go see him live.
Feel
that's
bad.
That's
you
a
might
downer.
Be able to see Richard Carpenter.
Nah.
He is still active.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, Karen's where it's at in The Voice. I mean, if there wasn't no Karen, there would be no Cart
oh, okay.
and the Carpenters. So, anyway.
All right.
Anybody want to hear my Beatles joke?
No.
No.
What would it take to get the Beatles back together?
Yeah, we get it.
Yeah. Two more bullets.
Boo.
That might be the first on-cue sound effect of this entire show.
That is a win right there. I will say that.
5 minutes later. Hey, you remember that joke? There you go.
Oh, golly gee.
So smooth.
Have you guys...
Hey, what are we talking about?
Have you guys noticed
that craze, the fidget spinner
craze?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I just saw something about that the other day.
They're everywhere. They're all over Facebook and...
You want one, don't you?
No, I do not.
You're like a compulsive fidgeter.
Yeah,
you are right now.
Yeah, anytime you hear a thump on the radio, that's David doing something on the table, playing with a flash drive.
We need to clarify these.
I mean, as somebody who actually has to have something to fidget with in order to think, like the fidget spinners are, they're just ridiculous. They're a gimmick. Like I don't think they actually work for kids who need something to fidget with in their mm-hmm. hand while they work on something, because the appeal of them is that they are visual. Like you spin it
mm-hmm.
and you don't move. Like you
kind of start it and then it does its own thing.
Yeah, and you can't move with it. Like if you want it to spin, you have to stay still.
Oh,
and
okay.
So kids, and I know that these are ineffective because I work in a public school district as a substitute educator, and I go around and these things are just everywhere. It's an infestation of them in the schools. And
and so are teachers confiscating them?
Constantly.
Wow.
They're constantly
really?
Confiscating. Well, because the kids will get them going, they'll spin them, and then they'll stare at them.
Do you know what I think the best solution for kids who can't stay still in the classroom?
What's that?
Put pedals on their desks.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, I've actually seen these. Mm-hmm. Not personally, but I've actually
seen... Like bicycle pedals?
Yeah, they're bicycle pedals. Sure. I mean, obviously it doesn't go anywhere and doesn't do anything, but it allows the kid to just move their feet while they can use their hands to do their work.
You betcha.
I got a better idea.
That sounds cool.
What's that?
Teeth removal.
Teeth removal.
They won't do anything at all.
Well, they do. They do. Then you knock them out with what I got.
Here's an idea. Vicodin. That'll go over great. I guess
we are back in the 70s, aren't we? Hey, kids.
Well, whiskey was a popular choice for medicine back
pre-prohibition,
in the day.
Pre-prohibition, yeah.
Well, no, just, you know, they give...
Not in the 70s.
I've heard of parents, you know, dipping their finger in Jack Daniels and stuff like that and just kind of swishing around their baby infant because when they're teething.
Yeah, rubbing it on
their
teeth.
On their gums.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, let's be a little more specific about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just rubbing it on their babies. Adam's giving me the death glare right now.
You're gonna
dip him in a bucket of whiskey.
Sure?
It'll feel better.
Are you sure it's been 20 hours, Adam?
I'm very sure.
That's this is what happens when you leave out one word.
Yeah.
Suddenly, it doesn't make sense.
I'm gonna suggest this to my wife tonight because it's something that we have never tried on our kids yet, and I think it's time.
What? Baby's not sleeping. Just dip them in whiskey. Oh my gosh!
And even if it doesn't work, I mean, it requires buying an enormous amount of whiskey. So, either way, we win.
Oh my gosh, that's such a strange image.
So your take on the fidget spinners?
It's
pointless.
I overheard a teacher talking about them because we all hate them,
right?
And he said that he thinks that the same person who came up with the fidget spinner was the person who came up with the pet rock in the '80s.
Oh yeah,
and it's just a gimmick. I mean, it's cool for a couple seconds, but
right. And then they just marketed it in a particular way that
mm-hmm.
meant that all kinds of kids are. Yeah.
How do those things work? Kids. Is it battery powered or is it inertia?
It's centrifugal, right?
Yeah, it's centrifugal force. Yeah, you got these little. I mean, they're cool. You know, don't get me wrong. You got these.
There's like three wings to it. Like that's like the best way I can describe it. There's like three wings to it,
yeah,
and then like a circle in the middle where it spins around.
Yep. Yeah, okay. And actually, each wing has one of those circles too.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, okay. And if you get good with them, like you can spin it from a wing, but it's. And see, that's the thing. Like, the idea is that kids fidget with it, and then they can, you know, they can pay attention and they can do their work.
Try to focus.
You know, parallel to messing with something, but it's the opposite effect. They pay attention to what they're doing with the darn fidget.
They're just mesmerized. Yeah.
I'm just interested in that. It's just so, like, this is where it is, you know, the fad of 2017.
Yeah.
Which when is we were technology.
Where's my flying car?
This is basically a yo-yo, you know.
Right.
Pogs. Remember Pogs when we were
Yes, I remember Pog.
What were the
Pogs?
Point of those?
Pogs.
What yeah,
Pogs?
It was
you,
a gamble.
You youngin', you.
You know, in California, it was, in a way, it was considered gambling.
Really?
I mean, there was no money, but you would bet your Pogs.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, you try to hit it with that slammer and you'd try to flip it. You know,
did you ever figure out how exactly what the technique was supposed to be? You're just like throw. I mean, because you end up with this stack of Pogs.
There was a certain way of doing
and
it.
And then are you. I never got it. I ended up just destroying a whole bunch of Pogs.
I didn't.
Metal edge, not this whole metal with the, you know, one of the edges was sharp. Mm-hmm. And so you just end up scratching it and everything.
I have no idea what we're talking about.
Okay, so Pogs are just, they were like dollar coin size, roughly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With just cardboard with random pictures on it.
Okay.
And then a slammer, which was a heavier of that size. It was heavier. Because the whole point was that, like Eric was describing, you throw it down and you try to flip things over. You try to flip these little pieces of round circled cardboard over. Yeah. That was it.
The tops originally came from, they were tops to juice for passion orange and guava juice.
Oh, okay.
And so kids, and so they started doing, you know, little designs or whatever on them, and so kids would collect them, and then this turned into a game, and then, you know, now they're making the circle cardboards more than they're making the juice, and so it turned into this huge thing that everybody was doing at school. I think probably all these things that kids are doing at school is because they're just extremely bored, and so then they find something to obsess about.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever it is, in the classroom, out of the classroom, whatever. But I don't know.
Well, part of it is making money. I mean, you know, they're both brilliant marketing schemes, really. Yeah.
What do we got, Adam?
Our palate cleanser for the night.
Hey, what is it?
This is Gorillaz with Charger. Everything is all to get it. I just don't know where I'm getting from. Charger, what is the cause of it? And where in the case do you know that you're wrong? Charger, what do you say now? Don't you get deep as the far as you're growing in it? Charger, what did you do in it? I've got your race and I'm not finished. Okay.
phone. A jar. What is the cost of it? And where in the case do you know that you're wrong? A jar. What do you say? Don't you get it? The fire is a grown and then a jar. What did you do in it? I'll put your laces up. I'm not finished. Don't you go? A jar.
So that was definitely not dedicated to your mom.
Actually, it was.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. It's a song that she would not like.
So happy Mother's Day.
That's why I chose it. Yeah, so.
I love you, Mother.
You got to throw one in every now and again, right?
So that was the Gorillaz.
Gorillaz with Charger. That's off their new album that was released 2 weeks ago. So
nice.
Yeah.
Hey, we got our music.
Yes, okay. And you know what that means.
Oh, yeah.
Means it's time for Would You Rather?
Hey.
I need to have like a theme intro for that, like a game show.
Yeah.
Okay, wrong cards. Why do I always do that? Okay, first one, you ready for this?
Ready for this.
Are you ready for Would You Rather?
Mm-hmm.
With the music. Got to time it. Okay.
There we go. Now we can do it. Anybody who wants to answer these questions, you won't be able to hear your answer on the radio, but you can answer the question on Twitter or Facebook. Okay. For those of you here in the studio, while driving 70 miles per hour down the freeway, hear a noise and glance into the back seat to see a large live skunk arching its back and hissing at you, or look back and see a 4-foot-long alligator. Would you rather... While driving 70 miles per hour down the freeway, hear a noise and glance into the back seat to see a large live skunk arching its back and hissing at you, or look back and see a 4-foot-long alligator.
Oh, man.
That's easy. Alligator. You know, I saw a snake while I was driving out here.
Yeah?
On the road?
On the highway.
And it doesn't really count. It's not in the car.
No, it wasn't in the car. It just reminded me of that, though. I was driving on the highway going much faster than 70.
That's a great story.
No, I was just sitting on the side of the road.
Oh, on the side of the road.
Yeah, I don't know if it was alive or
great
not.
Great story.
It was a good size. Yeah, thanks. Captain.
I saw a snake, guys.
Alligator for me. Alligator.
I would have to agree. Alligator.
Hopefully
this never happens.
Right.
Yeah, this sounds
we're
like a
planning
really,
for
yeah. really,
eventuality,
really bad day.
When you're in Florida, do not leave your car doors open.
Either of these things could happen.
When you're
to
in
you.
Nebraska, don't leave your car doors open for the skunk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. So, I would go alligator because getting rid of a skunk smell takes forever.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it overpowers everything. You can smell like a skunk for miles.
And it's not just you, it's the car.
Yeah. We took a trip to South Dakota one time as a family. And the car ahead of us was part of the group.
Somehow this turns into a skunk story.
Yeah.
Okay.
They hit a skunk. You know, right after they left town.
Mm.
You know,
your
right,
parents did?
The car ahead of us.
The car ahead
and
of
we can
okay.
smell that
the whole time
and we weren't even in the car.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Ooh.
David?
And they kept driving?
Yeah, they.
I would
it was a funeral.
Probably go with the alligator.
All of us go to the alligator.
Okay. I mean, yeah. It's probably going to stay in the back seat, honestly. They're not.
Don't move.
Seriously, I mean, I don't imagine an alligator being dexterous enough to, like, climb up into the
Have you seen
seat.
How fast those things can move?
They could just
if
go through the seat.
If they want to, but I
yes.
mean...
Yeah, they could go through the seat, yeah.
Maybe.
I mean,
okay, so alligator, all right.
They're not that big.
If it's already in the back seat, maybe it's just chilling.
Yeah. Maybe. You know, like, hey. Just sleeping.
They're yeah. not, yeah. I mean, they're just not super out. Aggressive, really.
I'll find you
Unless they're hungry or you agitate them.
Right.
Or you're around
being
their territory.
Being confined inside of a car might.
Presumably.
Yeah, being confined. Yeah.
Especially David's yeah. car. That's but I guess.
That's true.
The windows are already broken out, right?
So small car. Yeah.
He can just climb yeah. out himself.
All right, next question. Would you rather have to climb a 6-foot chain link fence every time you enter and exit your home? Or
cool.
have to blow up
yeah.
a or have to blow up a queen size air mattress with your own lungs every night before you go to sleep?
Oh, oh no, chain no. link fence.
Yeah, I want the chain link chain fence around link my fence. House. Like that's what I want, it around my house.
He wants
and
it.
So
I'll
you want a prison.
It. He wants it.
I want to climb it.
You want a 6-foot chain link fence?
Not a prison? No. It's
well,
very
that's
comfortable inside.
6 feet a 6-foot tall chain link
it's very
fence.
Comfortable. Yeah.
I mean just add some barbed wire in the top and you're good.
Yeah, well, no, because then I can't climb it.
Why would
Don't
I make
you
it get
difficult
it, Jim?
On myself? Yeah.
He wants to climb a fence.
Yeah.
Six feet. Okay, 6 feet. Adam, what do you think?
Okay, I'm just over 6 feet. So now that you're saying 6 foot too, that seems even a little too short too.
Mm-hmm. It's, okay.
It's not that hard
it's
to
just
climb.
Not even
okay.
fun anymore.
Yeah.
Need like a tall
the but think about the things that you have to carry, like your kids.
Yeah, just toss
just
them
chuck
over.
Them over.
Just chuck them over.
Just yeah. Toss them yeah. over.
Slingshot them over. Catapult over the
well,
fence.
Well, okay, I'll go over first, and then my wife can throw them over one at a time.
You'll catch them?
Yeah. Yeah.
You can teach
I
them.
Think this is a great plan. Honey, we're building a fence.
Tuck and roll.
You
can, all right, kids, tuck and roll.
You can teach them how to pole vault, too.
Oh, just, yeah.
Yeah.
Just build
yeah, this
a,
is great.
Just build
teach
a
them
catapult.
How to do stunt falls so for their future.
Special
yeah,
child
yeah, you're teaching them track and field and stunts for movies. Mm-hmm. That's you know,
oh,
you've
man.
Got a great plan going.
That's right. It's their future.
Yeah. You know
the
what?
The kids
I'm
are
on,
our future.
I'm on board
it.
With Eric.
Okay.
I got his answer.
Adam?
Well, since with the air mattress, like a 200-person, you know, 200-pound person can jump on it without breaking it.
Mm.
That's a lot of lung capacity to break those things. So that would I need sleep instead. So
so you're going with the air mattress?
No, I'm gonna go with the fence.
Okay.
I mean, how much? Can you imagine trying to blow that up and try
every
yeah, night?
Every day,
to, right? I mean, I like the explosion and all that though, but that is a lot.
That is, yeah,
that's a lot of air.
Yeah.
So
all right, next yeah. question. Next question. Would you rather have to always walk around with small stones in your shoes or always have smoke in your eyes?
Smoke.
See,
I'm going to go smoke.
I would go with the stones because working landscaping, I get it all the time and I just kind of get used to it.
Right.
You can't stop until you finally have a break to take care of all that. Whereas smoke in your eyes, you're constantly... Got water in your eyes trying to get it out.
Right.
And you're rubbing your eyes. You can't really see where you're going.
Has to be good smelling smoke, though. Like a nice...
Oh, yeah. This like question gives me anxiety.
It's like a campfire kind of smoke.
Right.
Oh, so
this isn't so bad. Ow. That's not so bad.
Would it help if you just smoked a cigar constantly? So that the smoke was, you know, your own?
Well, we're getting really circumstantial here.
If you're going to have smoke in your eyes, you might as well make it your own.
Smoke in your eyes. Okay.
The most annoying thing is, you know, the pebble in the shoe. Don't you think?
Nah.
Which becomes a problem.
You can still see.
Yeah.
You can still see.
Yeah, but that's...
Your feet get tougher, too.
Yeah, that's true, but still.
Your eyes never get tougher. Eyes never get tougher. They'll always be...
Yeah, at least you can develop like calluses on your feet and that kind of thing.
You want calluses on your eyes? That's the real question.
Ew, let's not go there.
It's a bad image.
Well,
on that note,
yeah, let's end the show with a gross image.
Just remember, folks, it could be worse. You could have calluses on your eyes.
David. Just get out.
Had to say it one more time. Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to Off on a Tangent with Captain Kirk,
Adam,
Eric,
David,
And we will see you all next Saturday, 7 p.m. live. Tune us in and go to the website to listen to our archive shows, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good night. All right. I'm done. Good night, guys.
Good night.